Blog Talk Radio. declare it now. Say, oh. No matter what I used to be, say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Really soft demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Victory belongs to you. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Reverend, Reverend Urshan, the Holy Spirit, you know, in everyday life, you know, when you come to the throne of grace, you know, it's always to come in like this here, humble. You know, I thank God for the song, man, because it clears your mind, you know, it clears your spirit. When you just come in to let it meditate unto you, you know, let the spirit just move, you know, without your opinion, but let the spirit move, because God is in control. If we just humble ourselves, thank God for the things He has done for us, brother. He has done some things for us we're not even worried about. That's why we can say victory belongs to Him. The victory that we're talking about, He took it a long time ago. So you and I, we've been acquitted on all the sin. All we got to do is just stay with the word. What I say about that, repent.
Yes, sir.
And start walking with the Lord. And let God help you in your walk, your everyday walk. Well, I had a person pull me to the side about that lesson, man. So, I know you know, I ain't going to. It might be somebody over here. I find out, you know, that everybody don't know about this Lord's Supper.
Mm-hmm.
They went to church. They went to church, right? And the pastor never told them, asked them, is anyone you're not baptized? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the book now. If you're not baptized, right, you should take the Lord's Supper.
Right.
I want to know did anybody else is familiar with that? Is have your church even present that to you? Who can take the baptism, Reverend? Can you help us with that? Who can take it? Can you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who can
take the Lord's Supper?
Yeah. Who? Got to be baptized. You got to be baptized. The confession has to be made. The symbolization of being buried with Him, been submerged into water, because you accepted that He's done. So then you're able to partake of His body, which is the bread, and His blood, which is the wine. That. But before that, there must be a baptism.
Reverend, you got that morning voice. It might not be me. It's real deep, right? It's like you run over a muscle a little bit. I know I do the same thing, you know. And mine probably sound the same way, but it's real deep. I want to make sure we get there, because somebody asked me that question, man. Said they went to church and no one never asked them about that, you know. They didn't know about who was eligible to take the communion. We call the Lord's Supper.
Right.
Say it again. Make sure. I don't know. You got that old $5 Bluetooth. You know that it's so expensive. You know. And then you got that big old deep voice. You know. It sound like come on with it though. It might not be me. Come on with it, Doc.
Praise the Lord. There must be a baptism taking place, and meaning that confession, and then you accepting what Christ did. So after that, you have made that confession, then you are baptized, which is the symbolizing of His death, His death, burial, and resurrection. And then you can be partakers of that communion, which is symbolizing the bread is His body, and the wine is His blood, the body broken for us, and then the wine is for shedding of for the remission of sin. There must be a part done on our part first. We must do a part first, and that's confessing, accepting, and then go through the symbolization of His death, burial, and resurrection.
God bless. So if it's anybody over here, if anybody over here doesn't agree or disagree with what Rev just said, you know, or you just, or this might be the first time you ever heard it, or you haven't been recalled about it, can you hit the one button? Because we want you to know right now that you can get a good understanding. We want to make sure you understand about this we call communion, and we call it the Lord's Supper. It's almost in a place like this here. It's almost like it's symbolizing, a believer partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus into his own body. Can I do that again, Reverend? It is symbolizing a believer to partake of the body, that's that bread, and that blood of Jesus, that's that wine, into his own body. And what it does, it reproduces Jesus in a simple body, Reverend. In a simple body, the believers, the believers. So when I was going, I was talking to this person, I was telling them, I don't know how many times the pastor have to say it. Sometimes when they give it, they don't, because nobody really can to do the Passover is someone been ordained, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
am I correct with that? Okay. So when that pastor standing up there, and he's up there doing it, and he can't. And I ain't gonna do the other one. But let me do it like this. He can't. Well, I see you want to say it, Rip? He can't.
Come on, I hear you.
Okay, then you know where I'm going. But he can't assume that everybody in there because they might have visitors there. But most of the time, when you take the Lord's Supper, we're going to get into this, y'all. Most of the time, you take the communion, you know, it's in the morning time, right? Morning time or, you know, most of the time that's when they do it. But when they did it at this time, it was supper. It was at the end of the day. It was the last one.
Yes.
You know, and we're going to get into that. If you want to put your finger on, it's going to be Matthew 26 and 17. But I had got a question though, man. So evidently it was all right, but to come back and get more in depth in it, you know, talking about, because we don't want to know. We believe what the scripture says: will you leave the 90 righteous and go out there one and went astray? So that telling me somebody who went astray wasn't really part of the 100, right? So we're not just not only going for the ones who don't know, but the ones who know and straight is away. But they asked me that, and I told them, surely your pastor should tell you, whoever coming in, if you haven't did this here, if you, like Reverend said, if those who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and those who accepted the redemption work of Jesus, them the things you have to have, you know. So you have to believe in that. And all of the believing that, we take the form of, we do what? We use the baptism in that. Reverend, how that go? So we can get that right, Reverend. How that go, Reverend? The baptism.
Yes, sir. That's the submerging. when the pastor submerge you in water and then bring you up out of the water, it symbolizes the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Reverend, have we talked about this? I want people to know I didn't give you this question off the muscle, right? Hey, watch this, and something you supposed to know, right? So I ain't give you nothing. I ain't give you no trick questions, right? Okay, then.
Right.
Now he supposed to know this off the muscle. Anybody in the world like he is supposed to know. So I ain't trying to put him on no cross. And nobody's like, why he doing like that? Let me tell you this here. I know he know. You know. So with saying that, Reverend, again, you know, if you're guilty, that's why we were talking about yesterday about that scripture, man. You know, they were doing something different at the time. They had been taught how to do the Lord's Supper, but they turned it into a party. You know what I'm talking about? and Paul rebuked them. He rebuked them because they had a party with him. But we want to introduce you when Jesus talked about it to his disciples. And knowing this, Reverend, it was really dealing with the Passover, you know. And the Jews knew, this is a Jewish thing, right? The Jews knew that the Passover was what? Who the ones who got out of, came out of Egypt. And this is why they do the Passover feast. We call the unleavened bread. They use this here is to reminding them of how they came through. So they were waiting on one day a Messiah was going to come. And this Messiah is Jesus Christ. You know, so Jesus was getting it. He's going to get it straight right now. He's going to get it straight. And I'm going to say something right here in advance. Maybe you probably know, you church goers, y'all probably know. He really gave Judas a chance to repent. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get in there. Somebody said, what you talking about, man? Yeah, he did. And again, if we can be in prayer with this, someone, I'm bringing it back up. If you already know everything, just pray with us when we go through it. You might enlighten somebody that's along the way. We're talking about the Passover. We're talking about the Lord's Supper. Reverend just educated us about how that you can, who is eligible. Again, only person is who is eligible to take communion, those who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
That's
it's
right.
Only people who is eligible, right? Those who have accepted the redemption work of Jesus Christ. If any pastor you go to, this is one of the things they ask him in his ordination. You know, come on. These are the stuff you just can't miss, Reverend. you can't just miss it, Reverend.
Right.
You got to have it, man. and then it gives us that scripture we did the other day. That scripture, okay, 1 Corinthians 11:26. He said, and remembers of Jesus' death until he returned. You know, this is why you see we do it, and I just put it like at our church, we do it every first Sunday of the month. But you can do it any time. You can do it any time. But he says, often you do it in remembrance of me, you know. So it's sacred. It ain't just like some people think of this a cracker, but no, it's unleavened bread. They're preparing it, right? And when they prepare the bread, it's not like a bread that you would eat at the store you go by. Help me, Holy Spirit. it's a ritual how the Jews did it. It was a Jewish thing and how they feast with the unleavened bread, Reverend. You know, so we want to pray for me. Trying to get in here, and if it be God's will, we'll finish this thing up.
Praise
you God. Got it real?
Yes, sir. Pray yes,
for
sir.
Us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen,
yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Make sure that anybody want to elaborate anybody have a problem with that if it was something misunderstood so far on that, because we believe two things again about this communion. That's what this is. That's what it is, the Lord's Supper and the Passover, what it really is. So when you hear it again, Reverend, God, tell me to repeat it again, if you don't mind, Reverend. Can I repeat it again?
Praise the Lord.
For me, pray. What does the Lord's Supper or communion symbolize? It symbolizes a believer partaking the body. That's the bread. In the blood, that's the wine of Jesus, into his or her own body.
Reverend. That's right.
It is symbolizing the reproduction of Jesus' sinful, sin-free body into the body of a believer. When you take it in, that's why it's sacred. It ain't just a normal day. You go, you get the cracker, and you get the juice, and you do. And it is now. It should be like you at the moment of his death and his burial and the resurrection. It should mean that much to you, Reverend. And then it tells us who is eligible, Reverend. And it says those who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Those who accepted the redemption work of God. These are the people who are eligible, and that tell you what it symbolizes. So when you eating this bread, you drinking that, whatever you do, wine or juice, you know, when you're drinking it or eating it, you're doing in the formality of symbolizing of the death, burial, and the resurrection, because he was mm-hmm. the Passover. He was coming to one to get us out of this, what we all call right now, the sin life. And that time, Egypt was released. And that's why they do this. That's why they still do it, because of the Passover. I mean, they got out of, captivity. Help me, Jose.
Yeah.
Help. Is I'm right with it, Reb?
That's it.
I missed something so far? So it's perfect that you get to know him. Perfect that you get a chance to get baptized. Perfect that you, when you get baptized, you not get baptized for somebody told you you're doing it because you believe. You know, a lot of us when we was younger, Rip, they threw us in that water. I ain't gonna talk about you. They threw us in that water, man, and we didn't know why we went in that water. I can remember like it was yesterday. I think I was about 7 years old, Rip. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm telling you, man, we went in there because all the kids had to get baptized, we got wet and didn't know why we were getting wet. I'm just going to put it like it would, but I'm glad God fixed that. I redid that thing over when I got out and understood what baptism mm-hmm. really was, what it really means.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Rev, let's get on here and try to make this thing over.
Pray, beautiful, beautiful. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this moment that you've given us, that we may come together and reason in thy word, Father. Thank you for this topic that you've given us, Father. Thank you for, hallelujah, putting it up on our hearts to explain, Father God, the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for giving us to explain, Father God, what Christians need to do, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Father God. By your spirit, let us be guided, directed, Father God. Remove any hindering spirits. Bind them in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your word have a free course. Forgive us for all sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for this opportunity again that we may express your love through your word. Hallelujah. Make our hearts receptive of thy spirit. Thank you for the message, the messenger on this day. Oh, hallelujah. And have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Amen.
Beautiful, Rev. And we probably revisit that statement again, about who was eligible mm-hmm. and the supper, the Lord's Supper or communion, however you want to use it. What it means and who was eligible to take it, We want to deal with Matthew 26 and 17.
Amen.
Now we ask you if you have a concern, we ask you if you can hit the one. But this is if we call a teachable moment,
Yes, sir.
And we pray for you to be praying with us. We ask you. If you already got it, you understand it, I'm not trying to say you're perfect or nothing, but pray for the ones who are trying to get an understanding. Pray for God to move in any stubborn spirits that might come against it, Because we believe when we come together like this on one accord, God can come in, Rev. He can come in and bless us and bless our service. Watch this here now. This ain't for everybody.
Yes, Lord.
This ain't for everybody. This might be just for a few people, but let us go with it. Okay, it reads just like this, Rev. You with me?
Yes, sir.
You still there, Rev? Okay. It says, now, the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at the house of my disciple. And the disciple did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now, I want you to know those are, when they were doing the Passover early, before then, they called it unleavened, right? The Feast of Unleavened. And remember I told you earlier, the significance of this day is when they will prepare the meal, right, Reverend? They'll take the meal and they'll get the meal ready for the feast. So what they do, they go in the temple and make preparation from it. And most time, you know, in most churches, you got the ladies do it too. You know, they does it. You know, they go and they take it, and then the ladies are the ones that do it. In most churches, I'm not gonna say in all, but most churches, the deacons' wives, they go do it. Amen. And they go prepare it and they put it together. Right? They don't have to be on it, but that's what they do. Right? But Jesus said right here, Reverend, he said there's gonna be a young man. Reverend, out of all the people, right? He said, go in the city and find this man. You know, and go find this man because we want to go eat, right? And tell him, he said, the master said he wants to use the room, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? So he told him to go find this man. So I know there's a lot of people out there, but then when God tell you to do something, it's going to be sticking out. Like a sore thumb, you have to. You have to guess and see who that person is. And what he did, they found him. And then when they did it, they made ready for the supper. They got the supper ready before he got there so he can come in. And remember what I said, the supper, the first unleavened bread is received in that order, right, Reverend? It's received like that because they did it then, and we do it right now. Some people do it in the day, some people do it in the night. But they did it they baked the bread, Reverend, and the bread didn't have no yeast in it, Reverend, and it was flat. You know what I'm talking about? It wasn't no cracker either. It was flat. You know what I'm talking about? And they baked it to the unleavened bread, to it got real flat and really hard, like, right. And so that's why when you hear unleavened bread, it don't rise. You know, but the leavened bread it rises. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
We're not talking about the leaven and unleavened, y'all. We're only talking about how they use this particular bread so they can have the communion or the Lord's Supper. So this is what they were preparing on the first day. On the first day. So that's what he was saying, the first day, which they call the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Amen? And his disciples did that. Now, watch this here. Watch this in verse 20. Now, this is why I was saying how Judas had a chance to repent. Judas had a chance to repent, Reverend. Look what it says.
Yes,
now
sir.
When the eve was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they, watch this here, were exceedingly soft. It began, Reverend, every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Help me, Holy Spirit. And he answered and said he that dip, Reverend, his hand with me in this dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man go as it is written. That's what people get it all. That would get all twisted. That, you know, look at the little thing here. The Son of Man. Goeth as it is written. Is that in the book written? This thing was predestined already before he even came. You know, he couldn't have stopped it because God was using him to do it. So he had to do what God said. But look at what he did, because it was written already. That what he said, Reverend? But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. And it had been good for the man if he had not been born. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then Judas.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Which betrayed him. Answer. Look what he said. And said, Master, is it I? Is it I? Look at that, y'all. He said unto him, thou hast said it. Reverend, all the disciples around the table, first time they heard this, they felt in their heart, Reverend, man, could it be me? you know, is it me, you know, but then one spoke out. His name was Judas. He spoke out and said, "Is it?" He didn't deny him in so many words. It is you. Help me, Holy Spirit. It is you who's going to be the one who betrayed me. And knowing this, Reverend, that betraying the Lord, Reverend, you got a chance to hear what the spiritual world did and the natural man could have never seen. Because when you're thinking about betraying God, God had gave him a time, but he knew, right? His destiny for that sinner, right? Because he knew that this person was going to betray him, but yet he let him eat with him, Reverend. Yet he let him just sit there around the table, knowing that Judas was going to be deceived early when he did with the oil. You remember that, Reverend? Early with the oil, the reason why he betrayed Jesus, because Jesus was getting on it with the oil. And with the oil, he said, you could have took that oil and what did what, Reverend, and sell it and give it to the poor. And he said, don't talk about this woman. He said, this woman is going to be mentioned years and years later on. He said, but the poor you have always. That's what he told him, Reverend. He told him, the poor you have always. And Jesus, that's when he set up. And in some kind of way, when the devil creep into a man, they doing good. And all of a sudden, the old devil just ease in, you know, and turn the conversation and turn your mind and thinking you doing what's right is really not right, Doc. He didn't mess around. That's Jesus right. said it would be better for he wouldn't been born. That's what Jesus said. It would be better for him not being born, the Son of Man to be betrayed. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then he betrayed him like this, and he knew the brother who was going to do it. And he said, it's going to be the one, Reverend, who eat out the same dish with me. The same
That's right.
person. Have you ever been around somebody that ate with you and did you wrong? Help me, Holy Spirit. Right. Have you ever been around somebody that you love and you honor them and you thank them and these persons here, they didn't went all over the world with a crusade, if I can say that, Reverend, with a crusade, preaching about God, and all of a sudden the devil creeped into the details. And when he creeped into the details, the Judas didn't know what he was doing because he let his flesh get in the way. This spiritual
That's
thing,
right.
my brothers and sisters, this is what the spirit thing, he wasn't ready for. So Jesus, God looked at that and allowed him to still eat with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Isn't it hard for that? You know the brother was wrong. you know Judas was wrong. The disciples start examining themselves, brother. You know, have you ever been somewhere and you've been what we call vex, you know what I'm talking about? And then the vexation turned into guilt, and you start saying, man, was it me? What did I do? You know what I'm talking about? Because they didn't want to what? They didn't want to what? Displease Jesus. Because they knew he was the Messiah. They believed he was the Messiah, but he's dealing with their faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Dealing with their faith. He taking them somewhere. Getting them out that temple thing, because they were so used to doing some ritual every time they thought about the Feast of Unleavened. They go and do the Passover, because that represented that when they got out of Egypt, when he took them out of Egypt, that's why they used this Passover for. But Jesus, it's a true Passover for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because at that time, help me, Holy Spirit. I need your help with this, because at that time, that was for the Jews. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And for the Jews at that time, but boy, when Jesus came, when he came, he said, no, neither Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, oh,
yes, sir.
If you just believe, man, if you just believe, you have the access to the same as the Jews did. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So, but he was coming because they were expecting the Messiah to come, someone to come, the Messiah to come to get them out of this sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. And now he have came. Now he's going to and he know he's going to be offered up. And he know it was somebody in him that's going to hand him over to the adversary for 30 pieces of silver. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know about it. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I'm in the book, brother.
In the book.
Let me finish this. In verse 26, and as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. Here we go, y'all. He blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you feel when you're doing the communion. I don't know where you at or your mind is when you're doing the communion. If you come in, this is going to sound super saved right now, y'all, but y'all stay with me. If you come into mind understanding that you are taking this body, this bread,
mm-hmm.
and you're taking that this bread or the crackers or whatever they give you to eat, and you remember and put in your mind, your heart, this is Jesus' body. You remember what I said
yes.
earlier, right, Reverend? What did I say earlier? We are what we doing when we take the we are symbolized of
yes,
partaking the body and the blood of Jesus into our own body.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. When we take the body and the blood, we are symbolizing this now. The partaker of that. We're reproducing that. We're reproducing it in our body. That's what we're doing. We're taking the bread, and you crack it, you know, and you're putting it in the sinful body, and you digest that. So it's on the day, the same day he did what Rev said earlier, over there. If you don't know what that, when you get time, read Romans 6 and 4, you know, and it tells you about
mm-hmm.
how we symbolize the death, burial, and the resurrection when we get baptized, the same way when
mm-hmm.
you're taking the Lord's Supper. But that's why you need to be prayerful that this is what we believe now, that you need to be baptized. You need to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. And all to believe in, you have to take the form of the baptism because it's symbolized.
Right.
That's why when I'm taking my time, I want you to hear me. That bread you eat, that's his body.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it again?
Sure.
And as we were eating, Jesus took the bread. He blessed it, Reverend. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take. That's a comma, right? Eat.
Yes.
You see that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
This is my body.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is my body. I can imagine when he paused. Reverend, I imagine
mm-hmm.
when he did it, he paused and they seen. I can imagine hearing him what he was saying. If we actually literally see, if you think, I remember the size of the lamb. Remember the size of the lamb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know when he was a cannibal, you know he ate people. You know
yeah.
what I'm talking about? He's not talking about that. He's talking about it's like a metaphor. Metaphorical, you know, you're taking something and you're using an example. It's really not the form what you're seeing, right? It's just a tool that he used to get the illustration
mm-hmm.
across, to get the illustration, to point it out so you can understand, make it more simple for you. So this bread you eating, I got to stay there, y'all, is about it. So
mm-hmm.
when you're doing the communion again, when you're doing lots of, when you eat that, you're thinking about the day he died. He broke his. He,
mm-hmm.
he went on Calvary and died for you. And look what he done. Look what he done here, Reverend. And look what he done. He said, and he took the cup and gave
mm-hmm.
thanks and gave it to them, said, drink ye all of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
mm-hmm.
what, Reverend? Drink all of it for this.
All of it, yeah.
He said, for this, now this, you don't have to go to no school to get this one in. Now, just read along with me. For this is my blood. This is my blood of the New Testament. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is shed of many for the remission of sin. So now this is when the Passover comes in more plainly to us now. He took it. He taken sin out the way. And
yes,
took it to the cross. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Took it
mm-hmm.
to the cross so you and I don't have to worry. The blood was coming out of his head. You remember the crown they had, Reverend? The crown
mm-hmm.
was like 2 inches long. I mean, the thorns were like 2 inches long. And it was braided, plaited up, you know what I'm talking about? And they pushed it in his head, and blood was coming down his head. And the Bible said he didn't
mm-hmm.
say a word. Oh, I believe that Bible.
Yes, sir.
You know what
yes,
they did,
sir.
Reverend? You know what they did, Reverend? They took his clothes, Reverend, if I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
They took his clothes, Reverend, and they took it off of him. And they put it on their cell,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they start mocking him, you know what I'm talking about? And they start mocking him. And they start mocking him. They're spitting. And what they did, Reverend, they took a little, we had back in the day, we learned by gambling, right? They called casting for lots. So what
ooh,
they
lots,
did,
yeah.
Reverend, they got, said you got five straws, Reverend. And I won the straws, one of them longer than the other one. And then they pulled. Whoever got the longest straw got the garment. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Reverend, what happened? And then they feel like they was in royalty because they put on the king's robe. Now, this is
come
the same
on,
one they marking, Reverend. They bow now.
Yes, sir.
About, all hail the king. They marked him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say nothing. You know what they did, Reverend? It gave him one of them Jewish law whooping. What they did, to Paul, it gave him 39 lashes. And every time he
mm-hmm.
got hit, his flesh pulled off from him. Help me, Holy Spirit. It pulled off
no,
him. Every time that strap grabbed, it pulled off of him. He didn't say a mumbling word. You know, he took all of this because what? He was a man without sin. So he had to take
yes.
it off because the first Adam failed. So he had to come and redeem us back to our Father. So he took our hand. That's why when you go to the altar and you go down and you or you come by a Christian fellowship or you might come by a letter, you know, talking about maybe prepping that you already been baptized. And you what we do we take your hand. Oh yeah, you put your hand in the pastor's hand, but you put your
mm-hmm.
heart in God's heart. Oh help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So Jesus tied us back together with this here. Oh help me. I know this redemption here. You know what I know? Because I can feel
mm-hmm.
like it's new to me. He said when you do this, it's remission of thy sin. He covered it, man. So the Lord's Supper should be more sacred. It should be more when you're reading it. Or you watch this, Reverend. Or you eating or drinking this? It should be different to you after they pray for it. You should, when you take this, it should be more serious to you because we are coming in the time that when the cross is not affected anymore because we diluted it down because now we can put it on our chest. Pray for that. That's what
mm-hmm.
we do. And pray for we put it around, hanging around these symbols all around. We do this in, and it's no effect. But boy, when he comes. When he comes, because
yeah.
I believe in the scripture, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw
mm-hmm.
all men unto me. You didn't wake up because you just didn't want to get over here just to be nosy. You woke up because you want to know what the Lord has for me this morning. What can I use this for in my life this morning? How can I be a change in my life? They tell me about this communion. They tell me about this Passover. Lord, let me understand this here. So I'm going to tell you, this is the New Testament now. The new blood that came in. The old blood that washed away. So you've been washed away
mm-hmm.
with the blood. Oh, help me, Holy
yeah.
Spirit. You've been washed away. Now you can look at this day like all of us. You've been forgiven. Jesus,
mm-hmm.
now watch this here now. Hear me good when I say this. Jesus instituted the new covenant, Reverend, of forgiveness. You couldn't get into
yeah.
the conflict. It was a time that one day, if it be God's will, I know I ain't got time now, but if it be God's will, if you get around Jeremiah 7, he told Jeremiah to stand at the gate. Don't let them come in.
Because
they was coming in so often with this ritual, slaying these animals and going out there talking about God, forgive me, and going right back out and doing the same thing. God said, don't come here with them. He said, you come in here with lying, the temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord. He said, amend your ways. He said, consider what you're doing and change your ways. Jesus has
thank
changed now. You're not going to live a perfect life. Oh, none of us here. But I know one thing. Once it comes into your heart and your mind, change. Change. And let God deal with the weakness. Let God deal with the temptation. Because he gave us one thing in the Lord's Prayer. He said, he told us this, lead us not.
Mm-hmm.
Into what? Temptation.
Temptation.
But deliver us.
Yes, sir.
All evil. You know, so watch it. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with it. So we'll help me. But I say unto you, I will not drink. Watch this. His fruit of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it in the new. Watch this here. With you in my Father's kingdom. And when they have sung a hymn, help me, Holy Spirit, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now it's over, Doc. Time is over. Now he's going to be offered up. Time is through now. The Lord said they took it, they ate it, they digested it, they took some wine, and they drank it. Jesus forgave them for all the wrong and right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And now we can walk in newness. You are forgiven once for all for sin when he did this here. Because he's going to be offered up. Oh, I like that. I'm going to go back one more time, read that one more scripture. The Son of Man, go as it is written, a man. Look at it. Verse 24, the Son of Man, go up as it is written of him. That, so wherever you hear it, wherever you hear it, nothing can come, nothing past him. Once it's been written, all he's doing is doing this one little thing, Reverend, and I'm through. I'm through with it, Reverend. Matthew, can you go there with me? Matthew 5.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5. Sure. Matthew 5, 17. Mm-hmm. Can you go there with me right quick? Let me find that line. Matthew
5, 17.
And every time I read it, it says, he said, think not. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Hear that good, y'all. I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till the heaven and the earth pass, one jot or one tittle should not in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So at this time, when he did it was fulfilled, my brothers and sisters. He didn't accomplish it. He didn't put the faith in them now. Somebody said, well, he hadn't went to the cross yet. Brothers and sisters, I want you to have faith with me. When he gave them this task, when he put it in their heart, and when he told them to take this bread and this wine, it in their heart, God had already accomplished some things. But he had to go forward really, the end of this thing. And we know what happened with the Calvary. Yes, sir. He died.
Mm-hmm.
And he really died. He was in there on a Friday, Reverend. Reverend, he was in there on a Friday. All day Friday, Reverend. I mean, all day Friday, Reverend. All day Saturday. But we believe, now, it could be another day. You can argue with the day. But we believe Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. We believe that now. We believe that from our heart. So come to Jesus. Before you get a good understanding, when you're in the church, and some churches probably don't ask nobody, have you been baptized? You know, because we really believe that you need to be baptized before you take this communion. We need to believe that you need to have the belief in the death, burial, and the resurrection. Yeah, we believe that once you believe, you will be baptized. That's what we believe now. And we also believe that being partaker of that you no longer practicing sin. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You live. I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistake. Trust me, I'm not saying that. But you're more God conscious in your
world.
May God bless you. May God keep you. Reb, you can make this thing how you want it. Reb, I just want them to know the door is always open. 24/7
Yes, sir.
They don't have to be on a Sunday. You can open it up right now.
That's it, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Thank God today, again, we often say this and mean it every time, but God has allowed us to experience what our ears have heard, our hearts have received. We thank God for the opportunity that he would come and explain that so beautifully. And knowing that this is about the baptism and the Lord's Supper. Oh, praise the Lord. Baptism is essential. Oh, praise the Lord. It's a necessity. Hallelujah. Because it symbolizes what God did for us. Hallelujah. What the Son of God done for us and how we should handle his body in communion, because what we're also doing, like we have said so beautifully, we're taking, symbolizing that and putting that into our sinful body, that we may be made new creatures, and the little strength we have may be given more to us. So we should be careful how we, and don't just do it in tradition or like it's nothing, but spirit is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Wow.
But I thank God for it. It's been a blessing. Thank God for it, because it even made me, be renewed in my mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It been renewed in my mind. So we thank God today in the name of Jesus. There be one that will push the one button.
Hey, brother.
Say what?
Hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
I just pushed the one button. Can we read Romans? That Roman man, because he just put it in my heart. We have to read that. You know, because a lot of people think it's only just a public thing that people do before people, just because they get baptized. It's more than that. It's more than that. You know, Romans 4:6-4. Can you read? Or you want me to read? I find it right. Let me see if I can find it. You got it. You beat me there yet?
6:4.
Yeah. Let's start at verse one. And read all the way to eight. How about this?
Beautiful. Romans six and one tells us, the question is asked, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound? Verse 2, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
There you go.
Praise the Lord. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into the death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Wow.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him,
that's it,
that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Praise the Lord. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it, bro.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Well, I felt like I felt electricity reading that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. When we, just like we said Sunday morning in our Sunday school, when you believe it, when you believe that you can't continue in sin, when you believe, when it's more personal to you. Thank you, Jesus. When you believe it, you have to make a change. Dying to that old man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dying to that old man. So why would you continue in it? you believe it, must believe that I got to die to this sin and live to God.
That's it.
You know, thank you. I got to die to it and I live to God. So in that, you're going to be careful in this memorial period. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And as you take
that's a preparation,
Rick.
That's a preparation,
yes, sir.
We're not telling nobody that when you come over, this thing is a process, right? When you do come,
right.
As you get closer to them, these things are happening a little different. But as you come in, learn the Lord, accept the Lord,
and
listen to the Lord. And that's saying that there's a lot of do's and don'ts, but what it is, it's a lot of favor, though. It's a lot. Why we just want favor only? You know, I don't know. You're about to help me with that. But I find out one thing. He sees us. He sees us where we are and where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do nothing else, man, make sure you know the Lord for you leave today. If you don't know, if you do know, that's grand. If you've been doing the Lord's Supper unworthily, you understand what I mean unworthy? Did you don't consider his death in a way of what? Seriousness? It should be serious when you're taking the Lord's Supper. It shouldn't be like you're just another day. It should be serious that you are really at that day where he was around the table talking to his disciples. Don't be like Judas. You know what I'm talking about? Don't have a Judas spirit. You know what I'm talking about? Repent. And then take the Lord's Supper. Say, Lord, forgive me. No one is perfect. I'm not saying that part. But we're saying that when you're taking the Lord's Supper, if I want to make sure we get this out, that you know this is taking the form of the day he gave it to his disciple. So trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
You know, we can put some on their mind, Reverend. And after this here, man, and
yes,
I just want to put a little this on their mind, if you don't mind. There you go, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Just want to play a little bit of that song, that's all. Just a little bit.
Just meditating over that. I'm glad. You know, we started with victory belongs to Jesus. And I'm glad that belongs to him. I'm glad he was victorious in this. You know, only Jesus could have came and did this for us. So, man, the way we show our appreciation to him is just a little bit, try to be a little bit better each day for the Lord. You consider what he's done for us and show your love to him by, man, let him be Lord over your life. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But death can hold him down. The risen King. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just wanted to take a moment and tell God, thank you. Take a moment. I thank him for these lessons that he's given us. These are lessons for growth, for knowledge, for wanting to please the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank him. Thank him for that. Thank him for you that called in and had a listening ear. Hallelujah. Thank him. We also thank him for the questions that we may go back and explain it to make sure that you got it. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Martha sends in, give it to God. She says, and give it to God. God is our greatest help in time of distress. Oh, praise the Lord. He's the greatest help in time of distress. He, knowing that he's here and he wanted to bless us, he said, pour out our hearts to God in prayer. Helps us gain his perspective and remind us of his power. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings 19:14. Then Hezekiah went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. You know, it's good that we put God in our daily business, and he'll help us. God will actually help you live a life that's pleasing to him. He wants you to open up and you know, he can make your way brighter, your day better. Yeah, open up to him in spirit. You can worship him in spirit and in truth, worshiping him, adore him, magnify him. In other words, be intimate with God. Hallelujah. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. Beautiful. Guard it with grace. Guard it with grace. Grace and mercy are unearned blessings. God gives us grace. He gives us mercy. He gives us time and space to repent. Oh, but then when you repent and then you start communion with God, you'll find out that beautifulness, the things that we're telling you about, and we're encouraging you. We were unworthy, yet Jesus, sinless and holy, gave up his life so we could escape the penalty of our sin and one day live forever in heaven. Eternal life is a gift from God. It's not something we earn, oh Lord, by working for it. It's a gift. We are saved by God's grace through faith in Christ. And see, that's what the lesson has been about, is this Lord's Supper. Thank you, Lord. All of it is a gift. It's a blessing to us that if we would receive it, partake of it. Hallelujah. You will see the benefits of it. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the word. Also, we're down to a part of our service. If you want to push the one button, we open if you need prayer. Want to say thank you. If you had a question about the lesson, oh, praise the Lord, we're here. Thank you, Lord. We're here. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see you, Brother D. Praise the Lord. You open.
Amen. 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 Brother D is Listen, my brother, I get
I come
late to the party, and then with all the distractions from work, I really didn't get a chance to hear, but thank God for Jesus that we can replay it. But then my brother asked the question. He said, do you want to just tell God thank you? That's all, brother, he had needed. I could just hit the one button just to tell God thank you for another day. Thank you for the blessing that he's bestowed upon me, as always. Just want to tell my Lord thank you and love on him. Let the world know that I'm truly on the Lord's side. Amen. Thank
God.
Amen. Tell my brothers to keep doing what they're doing. You guys don't know how much Brother D and his family truly appreciate what you all do. Some may say they appreciate what we do on the evening shift, but I appreciate you so much in the morning because it allows me to start my day hearing the Lord's word.
Amen.
I said yesterday in our group text, you love on him before you go to bed. You love on him when you wake up. And it just makes your day go so much better. So just pray my strength in the Lord that me and Miles will go strong as I pray for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful. 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 Thank God. Thank God for those that were like, it was in Matthew, the 26th chapter. Praise God. Praise God. 26, we started at the 17 and we went all the way to, praise the Lord, to the 29th. Matthew 26, 17 through 29. Then we also was in Matthew 5, 17 and 18. Praise God. Then we read Romans 6th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
First verse through the 8th verse,
Romans 6
chapter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the whole walk hand in hand. And he was telling them that before taking up the Lord's Supper, you must be baptized. You must.
Jesus.
That confession has to be made that you believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then after that, you must symbolize it in baptism, which is symbolizing the death, burial, and the resurrection. Praise the Lord. Then you can be partakers of his body through this communion, this Lord's Supper, that taking of the body, which is broken, and the blood, which is of the wine, which is shed for the remission of sin. Praise the Lord. We thank God today again for this blessing. We thank him for all of you that called in, that prayed. Oh, hallelujah, that mission. Even that have questions in your mind. We know God is able to answer the asked question and even the unasked question, even the question that haven't came into your mind yet. He already have an answer for him. So we just thank him.
You already know.
Yes, sir.
You might as well ask, real, because you already know.
Amen. They already settled it. Yes, he is.
Already settled. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We'll pray. Continue to let God have his way to continue to thank him throughout the day. Just tell God thank you. Your trials and your tribulations, tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. For the things you go through, for the mercy he shows you, oh, hallelujah, for the repentance that he gives. Oh, hallelujah. Just tell him thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you again for being in attendance, Father. But thank you for helping us. Oh, hallelujah, with this service. Thank you, Father. We pray that it's been pleasing in our sight, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless the hearts, Father, that will receive your word. Thank you, Father. Continue, we ask forgiveness for all things known, the things we know of and the things we do not of the things that trip us up, give us strength, amen, Father. Hallelujah, that we may be better for thee, Father God, that we may walk, hallelujah, in thy sight, hallelujah, acceptable, oh Lord, knowing that our bodies, hallelujah, need to be preparing them that they may be acceptable. Hallelujah, our lives may be acceptable. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us. Thank you for strength you've given us in the past. Continue to give us, Father God, hallelujah, ways that you made in the past, continue to make a way, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, joy that you're giving, give it again, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, pray for those who might be still believing, continue to give them just what they need, oh Lord, hallelujah, have your way, look upon those hearts, Father, give your comfort in the name of Jesus. We ask it and we thank you, Lord. Just want to, Lord, tell you that we love you. In the name of Jesus, again, we thank you for the message and the messenger. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for us, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Done for me. Yes, I do.
I'm so thankful.